Ignite Your Purpose, episode 179. Welcome to the show. Welcome back. Welcome to our little journey that is sharing and spreading positivity around the globe each and every day. Max is going to tell you who we are, but today's show is called Turn It Off. I think it's called Turn It Off. And we'll dive into that in a few minutes. But Max, who are we?
We are not 6 minute abs, bro. We are longevity. We are the long haul. We are Ignite Your Purpose. And we talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It's a mix of the mental, physical, and spiritual knowledge, because it is a trifecta. It's the mind, body, soul trifecta, to be exact. And from daily practice is from negative to positive every day. We try and be just a little bit better than we were yesterday. And speaking on the turning it off, John wants to get deep today into the social media or media in general, and how for John and I, there's a lot of people we know who just happen to keep that 24-hour news cycle running all day at their house or in their work. And we kind of want to talk about the psychological effects of this on the mind, body, and soul. So John, drop it like it's hot.
Seriously, man, you've had too much coffee. I know you don't drink coffee, but you've had a bit too much coffee this morning, I think, which is good, man. It's, you know, we wake up every morning feeling this good. We've been away for a few days also. We are human. We are real. We have lives going on, and it just felt right to take a bit of a break. We've been really, really busy doing lots of different things. So we're not going to apologize for it. We'll just explain that, but we are back now. And we're talking about turning off in this house. 99% of the time, occasionally something crops up, but we have a media ban. We don't listen to the standard radio. We listen to like a music channel that doesn't publish the news. We don't read the newspapers. We don't watch the television with the news shows. And I very, very strictly create the news feeds that come into my social, be that Facebook or Twitter or whatever. There's a few things I let slide, but mostly because it's entertaining. Donald Trump, fine, hugely entertaining. I don't listen to what he's saying or any of the rhetoric or follow on, but that's one that I occasionally dive into for 2 or 3 minutes. And the reason we do this is because we are bringing the energy that's flowing around the globe and the planet or our country or our town into our homes. And we like to think that we keep it freaking right up here each and every day. We are human. There are times when we're tired, but you know, staying positive is it's fucking paramount to a happy life. It just motivates you and gives you the energy to do all of these cool things. And although we might think we need to know what's going on out there in the world, they only report the negative stories. There's 1,000 positive stories for every freaking negative one, and we don't get to hear about them because we all like to have drama. We all drag drama into our lives. So that's what we do. We have a media ban in this house, and I'm going to go on a little bit further in a minute, but I'm going to let Max chip in to see what he's going to say on this wee subject. And I can see he's itching at chomping at the bit there, I think. And then we're going to throw a challenge out to each and every one of you at the end. Okay, so Max, what say you?
I absolutely love what you had to say there. I totally agree with you. 2 points I want to talk about. First is, it's funny how you mentioned Donald Trump. But isn't it unique how he is one of the few that stood up and talked about he calls it fake news, but you know, we're somewhat talking in the same realm, because they only report, we would like to say negative, so you could call it negative fake. However you got to terminologize it, however you want to call it. that coffee's obviously getting to my brain too. But it is true. If sex sells, they're putting out sex. If drug sells, they're... So I think it takes... For me, same thing. I don't even have cable or any of that stuff. So TVs, If I'm going to watch something, it's going to be a documentary or a movie that I choose. Just like John said, when I do go on to the website, the World Wide Web and social media, I can then choose what I want to let into my consciousness.
Beautiful, man.
Exactly.
Love it.
And I do also think that it would take a seasoned vet to be able to be aware of watching. So when I do go into somebody else's house, for example, and they have the news blasting 24/7, if you were asleep still, we're going to talk about the Matrix, John, because we always do, don't we? If you were asleep still, you just take it for the face value. However, when I go in there now, I see above, below, around the corners. I kind of see their talking points. I see what they're trying to push. I see that there is a narrative. Sometimes there isn't. Sometimes it's just, hey, so there was a fire started or whatever, right? But it does take your own self-awareness, which John was getting at in a roundabout way to this, is it takes your own self-awareness in yourself and then your house, your town, your block, your community, your country, the world, right? It takes some self-awareness to be able to watch that stuff and be able to go bullshit, not bullshit, more bullshit.
100%, 100%. Now, some people might say, well, is it not ignorant not to educate yourself of what is going on in the world? Now, there's an argument of that. I'm going to fucking blow it out of the water in a second. But the things you need to know, you'll just find it out. You'll be walking past a restaurant and somebody have a paper out and you'll see a headline and you'll think, that's of interest to me because I need to know that the mortgage rates are going up or going down, and then you can go and do some more research. So I think we hear snippets of media or conversations. The things that affect us directly, that stuff will come to us, or it won't because it's not important. And where you could say, well, I need to know this stuff. Where do we all go for our knowledge these days, Max? Can you tell me?
Yo!
Can you tell me where we go for our knowledge these days?
Where we go for our knowledge?
Just people, generally, the world.
Ignite your purpose, baby. That's where I go for my knowledge.
Yeah, but most people go to Google. So they go to Google for their knowledge or their information or their how-tos or the why-tos or who's this or who's that or who's the other. And guess what? You're fucking being educated by Google. You're being educated by the bots. You're being educated by the algorithms.
There you go. Perfect word.
Based on your search history, where you go, the shopping you do. So it's a very directed, focused source of knowledge. And it's only this much. And I think, personally, I choose the sources. I think I look at different websites to get different sides of the story if I need to dive into a bit of research for a topic. But I choose where I look, not necessarily where I'm sent through habit. So I don't know if Max has got anything else before I kind of throw this challenge out there. Anything to finish off, Max?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, going back to exactly what you said, understand who is feeding you and why they are feeding you that. Is it to perpetuate peace, love, and happiness? Or is it to perpetuate the contracted state of fear, which is a moneymaker?
The norm.
John, what's the challenge going to be?
Well, I'm going to challenge each and every one of you out there just to go without it. Not saying put your phone down and don't do all your Facebook and your Twitter and things, but can you go for a day or 2 days or 3 days or even a week without watching the news, or without reading the paper, or without engaging in some bullshit conversation that you don't know about? Because generally people will tell you their opinion of something that they've heard, of some opinion from some people on the telly. I remember news used to, they used to report the news around the world, but now they just report opinion. Well, there's some news, but this is our opinion on it, or this, there's this. So can you go a day without watching the news, reading the paper, when the radio news broadcaster comes on, just turn it down for 2 or 3 minutes. When you hear it come on, just turn it down, switch off, and just let us know how you feel.
That's what I wanted to hear, John. Perfect. Journal how you feel.
Yeah. Sorry, Max, go.
No, I was just going to say, journal how you feel, you know, the day you start and then like a day or two later. And guess what? Journal if the world ended or not because you didn't watch the news.
Yeah. Well, and guess what? In 2 days' time, the same news is going to be there. We can pick up a two-day-old newspaper and flip to see what we missed 2 days ago. But it's the same bullshit that's happened the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that. And our future is being driven because we are living in the past and the fear that that drives within us. There's that word again.
And right there, how true is that, John, what you just said? 2 days from now, it'll be the same old news, which means every time they report the news, it's something that's already happened. So it's already in the past, right?
Yep.
That's how psychological we're trying to get. That's how far back we're going. They're reporting shit that's already happened. We want to forget about that. We want to create the future, right?
Yeah. So, and for these 2 days, whilst we're not thinking about this shit in the past and reading about this news that's happened in the past, in a moment that doesn't exist anywhere apart from in our brains, think about your future. Yeah, what would be awesome that can happen next week, tomorrow, in a year's time. Use the statement, you know, I am abundantly wealthy, or I am a semi-professional freaking hairdresser, or whatever it might be, but just manifest. I drive a Porsche 911, or I get to go on holiday 20 years of time, and just create these really high vibrating energies that you think, actually, the more you say it, the more you feel it, the more you do it, and the easier you'll get there, because we create what we think. And if we just think about the news and the doom and the gloom and the death and the destruction and the wars and the politics and the crime and the murders and the drugs and all that pop a cap in your ass kind of stuff, that's all we'll get.
And you know what, John?
What, mate?
You know what, John? None of us can claim ignorance anymore, because you just talked about vibrating at that high frequency. We now have proof scientifically from quantum physics that is a straight up known fact.
Yep.
So we have to take that into our daily consciousness as well, that we do create the next moment with our thoughts, right?
Yep.
So like John said, if we're watching caps getting busted in people's asses and that's what we continue to think about, sooner or later, it might happen to us, or we will be, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, it's, man, I think we've drifted a bit off topic there, you know, into the quantum mechanics, the quantum, it's not quantum physics, just into the quantum realm. We have a thought, it creates a feeling, that feeling creates hormones and emotions and things, and that creates more thoughts that drive, I've got a sore knee. It creates the chemicals that tells your brain you've got a sore knee, and then you've got another sore knee, and it just spirals. It's belief systems. Well, it's how we think. I am going to shut the F-bomb up right now. Had a great show. Just reminds me how much I've missed doing it for the past few days. And maybe we will go every 2 or 3 days for a while. We've banged out 6 months worth, 180 shows pretty much. 180, 360, yeah. But we'll see where it's going. We're building a course. We're going to have a course out within 2 weeks on mind, body, soul, trifectas, mental, physical, spiritual knowledge. And we'd love for you all to check it out and to give us your feedbacks on it. But for now, from me, goodbye, good night. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching our show. We love it. It's each and every day to the top. But you never get to the top, because there's a note.
The top always moves. The top always moves, people. We appreciate you. Love you guys. And we will talk to you tomorrow. We do go daily. That's how we roll.
Okay. Daily.